is Aurora. I won't harm you, but there isn't much time. Are you able to move? Oh. She's tethered you to the wall by your ankle, hasn't she? Poor thing. How far can you walk? Not very far. We'll figure that out in a moment. Just listen, all right? You have no reason to trust me yet, but what if I told you? You aren't the only one who was abducted and kept in that cold, dark basement. What if I told you? You're not out as far in the woods as she has led you to believe. That's right. I escaped. And you will too. Just do as I say. I'm going to crack open the window and throw the keys inside. What do you mean? How did I get them? This isn't really the time for that. Look, I stole a spare set from her a while back. This is how I escaped. Are you ready? Here they come. Catch! All right. She'll be back any moment. Now get the hell out of here.
What the fuck is going on here? How did you unlock your bindings? How were you almost at the door? The window. It's been opened. You're hiding something behind your back. Show me. I said, show me. These keys. They've been missing ever since the last one to have them was. Oh, this is rich. Little Rory was here. Wasn't she? She tried to help you, didn't she? Don't you fucking lie to me. Tell me the truth. Or don't. I already know. But you certainly aren't making things any easier for yourself. Give me those. Funny thing is, while these may have worked on your shackles, the rest of the locks in the house, the doors, and the windows have been changed. So you really wouldn't have gotten anywhere at all. It would have been fun to watch you make the attempt. But I thought I could trust you. Obviously, we still have work to do. Sit back in your chair. Now. Why are you just standing there? Don't make me put my hands on you. Good. Finally. It's about time you listened. Let's get you back into your restraints. Tighter this time. I wanted to go easy on you. I wanted to give you wiggle room. But now, you've lost that privilege. You don't deserve it. You look terrified, as you should be. You fucked up today. It hasn't even been 24 hours and you fuck up like this. I can't let you get away with this, you know. And as for Rory, I'll find her. You'll both suffer together. Even if you had escaped, where did you think you were going to run? Despite my warnings, despite my direct orders not to, you were going to disobey me. You really thought that you would have been safer out there than you would have been here with me. Well, let me tell you something, dear. The devil you know is much better than the devil you don't know. You wouldn't stand a chance out there in the wilderness. You really don't understand the gravity of the situation you are in. But eventually, you'll figure it out. As for your punishment, I was going to treat you to something delicious tonight. I was going to spend the evening with you, bring you your favorite food, and watch your favorite movie with you. But instead, you're going to spend the night in the dark. No meal, no nothing. Instead, you can take the time to think about the severity of your actions. You can conjure up an apology for me and how you plan on convincing me that you'll never betray me like this again. Think real hard about your choice of words. Because honestly, pet, you just blew your first impression. Do you think you can do that for me? Good. Because you don't have a choice. But before I leave you for the night, I want to show you something. See this? This is my favorite knife. It's larger than most, and I keep it extra sharp. I use it for many different things. Hunting, cleaning fish, cooking. Nothing out of the ordinary, right? I've never used it on a person before. But I admit I've been curious. I wonder how you would react if I traced the edge of my knife along your skin. Just like this. Your reaction drives me to push further. You're tensing, but you're also blushing. Interesting. No, don't turn your head away. You can't hide from me. Don't be shy. It's best you be transparent so I don't make any mistakes. Understand? Good. The point in me showing you this is simple. My knife can bring you pleasure, or it can make you suffer in unimaginable ways. Your behavior going forward is what will determine your outcome. Do I need to elaborate further? I didn't think so. Now, I'm going to leave you be for the evening. I'll see you in the morning. Tomorrow is a new day. If you behave tonight, all will be forgiven, and we can move on together. Sleep well, pet. I love you. Good night.